conquest of Spain by the Christians. Jews rose to high office, they rose to great wealth, they rose to power, and not only that, with rare exceptions, and I'll discuss with you the exceptions, with rare exceptions, they never were afraid. They never had the persecution complex that Ashkenazic Jewry had in France and in Germany. The exceptions were that there were periodic rebellions by fanatical Muslim sects who did not like the laxity of the Moors. The Moors weren't really so frum. They didn't really take it so seriously. And we have throughout the Muslim world, anyone who is a student of Islam, every so often you have a tremendous fundamentalist revolution. In our time, Iran is an example of that. But it's not just Iran and the Shiites. You have the revolution of the Iknaham in Saudi Arabia in the 1920s. That brought even Saud to power and made Saudi Arabia what it is today. There is always that cycle, you know. That's what happened, the Muslim Brotherhood that existed, what he just went through in Syria, Assad, he killed out the 20,000 people in Hama, because those are predictable eruptions. It's like Mount St. Helens. You can tell it in advance that it's going to happen. And therefore, there will be two or three such eruptions in Spain during this golden period. And during these eruptions, the Jews would be persecuted. But it never lasted more than 10 or 15 years. And because of that, the Jews always felt that it would blow over and they would be able to survive. When I discuss the Rambam with you, we'll have the story of the Almohads who took over in Cordova and the Jewish community was driven out. Those are the exceptions to the rule. But generally speaking here, we're talking about a liberal, tolerant society in which the Jews not only moved freely, but the Jews felt themselves part of the society. Because they felt themselves part of the society, they were able to do whatever they wanted, or so they thought. And therefore, you have this renaissance in Hebrew language, in poetry, in literature, in all, in mathematics, in medicine. It's a different world until somebody turns out the lights again. I often say that the best of all worlds is Freie Goyim and Frume Yidden. Unfortunately, the world looks a little backwards, right? It's the other way around. But whenever the non-Jewish world is fanatical about its religion, problems. Bad problems. Serious problems. That's why one should not be too encouraged by the blessings of the Southern Baptists and the other fundamentalists in this country, because if they take over, then it's back to the bunkers. You have to be very careful. That's also an historic lesson for anyone who looks at Jewish history. So here, because these Muslims were not fanatical and they weren't so religious, so to speak, because of that, the Jews were able to flourish and grow. And that's the beginning of the Spanish period that we'll continue to discuss next time.